Babes, wake up now. I smell something outside.
Grease trap man does only do grease traps.
Nah, trouble not your heart, my love.
Don't forget, the sister company is Septic Solutions, so they do more than that.
Wait, you mean them does do everything?
Girl, they're on top of everything. Cleaning and pumping wells. And don't forget, cleaning septic tanks too. Squeaky clean, man.
I hear you.
And if the manhole block up with feces, they can clean that too. They have these cameras that just look through the line, just peek through and see if everything clean and clear, along with a technique called hydrojetting, so that everything could be brand new. Let's go back to sleep and call them in the morning.
I love you.
You always got the right solutions, my sweet doo-doo.
Call 283-2959. Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two companies, one vision.
Just like a star across my sky. Just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. Do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is.
All right, just about 27 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Next 15 minutes or so, we tell you all about Septic Solution Inc. And we're joined this morning. We have Romano in the building. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Big Red. How are you doing?
Not bad, you know. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm blessed, man.
All right, let me look. Let's start it the right way. And let me just start it with the ad again. All right.
Okay.
Babes, wake up now. I smell something outside.
Grease trap man does only do grease traps.
Trouble not your heart, my love.
Don't forget, the sister company is Septic Solutions, so they do more than that.
Wait, you mean them just do everything?
Girl, they're on top of everything. Cleaning and pumping wells. And don't forget, cleaning septic tanks too. Squeaky clean,
man. I hear you.
And if the manhole block up with feces, they can clean that too. They have these cameras that just look through the line, just peek through and see if everything clean and clear, along with a technique called hydrojetting, so that everything could be brand new. Let's go back to sleep and call them in the morning.
I love you.
You always got the right solutions, my sweet doo-doo.
Call 283-2959. Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two companies, one vision.
I'm not sure if I would want a nickname like that, Romano, but it's all funny, it's all good. And of course, it's a subject matter that a lot of us may not want to touch literally and figuratively, but it's something that can affect all of us and every household, and we have the solutions for you, right?
Definitely. Good morning again.
Yes.
We definitely solve it for you.
So yeah, how long have you been in the game, man?
I drove a septic truck at the age of 16.
Hold on. I tell you how to be like 18 to get a heavy duty license.
Yes. What happened was...
You sure you want me sharing this story? Anyway, listen, all ears.
As I was doing my tests, the instructor stopped me. I can't remember who it was, Jordan or one of the guys up there. And they said, well, you're not 18 yet.
Oh, dear.
You can't come back when you're 18 to do the test. But I had exposure from very young. So
fair enough.
Let's go way back.
And your expertise is in trucking, or is it actually in plumbing? Or how do we go about that?
I'll say it's more in trucking.
Right.
Because I've been in the septic industry. So wells, septic tanks, grease traps, all of that. So I've been around for many, many years.
Right. I don't want to go off topic, but you mentioned wells, and you know we've been seeing some craziness happening with wells. Do you deal with wells as well?
Yes, we do. And that's something we want to mention as well.
Fair enough, yeah.
We are a little saddened because we've done a lot of this. I know many of the ministries as well try to put that out. But it's something that is kind of avoided. And it's something that is very critical with people walking on wells, driving on wells, kids playing on wells. I'm cautious of it, so I always stay at the edge of a well, never in the middle, because those covers can collapse.
Yeah, they can be rusty even if they're metal or anything. So septic solutions, and of course, what are your primary focuses? You mentioned that you're in trucking, but what types of services do you all offer?
Well, we offer anything that water flows through. So pretty much, we're into hydrojetting. We're into cleaning of the grease traps.
That's also very popular, very very needed, a necessity for sure.
Very much so, because that's where all the roaches, you know, you start seeing roaches coming up your sink. That's pretty much part of the problem.
That's a lot of bio-waste in there as well.
A lot of bio-waste from your kitchen. And I call it the kitchen for the cockroaches.
Right.
But also, for me, it's also a hunting ground for centipedes.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, because they eat roaches. They eat meat.
Oh, I did not know that, you know. Yes. One problem could bring the other.
Can bring the other, and then another. So even like taking that grease in your yard and burying it, like what some people do, you're going to attract rats.
Rats to wherever it was buried.
Exactly.
I didn't even factor that in.
Yeah, so definitely. So these are all information that we're here to share. We're going to do this throughout the year and try to give, the beat more info in regards to what we do. So that's something, yeah.
So you mentioned wells, you mentioned cleaning. Do you also... I was curious though, we were talking about cleaning and, we could have some stuff. People could tend to put stuff that's not necessarily, shouldn't be going down the toilet, I should say. What are some of the items that we can flush and cannot flush?
Rubber ducky.
You can't flush a rubber ducky?
You shouldn't flush a rubber ducky.
I was just teasing you there.
Yeah. So definitely, we find all kind of things down the toilet, you know, especially with young children and stuff. You know, they play. If you leave the bathroom open, they're going to chuck things in there.
Right.
So we find all kind of things down the drain. But for a household, we encourage people not to be putting sanitary napkins.
Okay.
You don't want to put in certain types of wipes. Some of them say
bio. I know usually in corporate settings they would have a special receptacle for sanitary napkins.
Exactly.
Is that something that you offer as well?
No, we don't currently.
But then in terms of a personal someone's household.
Exactly.
If you obviously don't have a sanitary bin there, how do you dispose of them?
Well, that's it. You know, so back in the day, you know, the older generation would have put it in a bag and wrap it in newspaper and then put it in a plastic bag and then they dispose it.
I'm presuming that's like the same way you would deal with diapers.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. So those are things that if you put down, so we still find all these things in, but I believe diapers are not in our time now. So we find that diaper stuff in the wells when we clean them.
Really?
But yeah. So they're still there because they don't break down. And that's what caused the problem with the well.
People flush diapers down.
Back in the day.
Yeah? Whoa.
We find towels in drains. It's
towels.
Towels. People do all kind of crazy things. In hotels, we did a jetting one time and we pull a whole beach towel. Because when people do stuff...
How is that even possible for that to go down?
I would love to see the person do it. Because it's for them, it's all in hotel industry, it's probably for upgrades.
Right.
You know, so you have the review. So people do anything not to have a bad review. And people have figured that out, to just do mean stuff so they can get upgrades and stuff like that. But in your household...
Well, people are crafty.
Very, very. You know, so for in your household, though, as those things go down, they're going to build up and then they cause blockages in your system to get to the well. And then over time, as they build up inside the well... pretty much what happens is that well start to give trouble over a couple of years.
Wow.
So you cut the lifespan of well.
The well. Speaking of lifespan though, what's the typical lifespan of a well? I mean, is that something that you actually have to factor in as well?
Not necessarily, because it's something that just happens. But what helps you to know the condition of your well is the inspection. And that's something we can do for you.
What does a typical inspection entail? What do you come... What's your process like when you come?
Okay, so if you call us for inspection, we have different types of inspection. So we say, I just want a basic inspection. Okay, mm-hmm. We'll come open the well... We'll check the grease trap for you, and pretty much that's the inspection.
Right.
But if you want a more...
Does somebody go in the manhole, or do you send a camera down in there? What was it like?
You send a camera.
Okay.
That's the next stage of inspection. If you want to go through and check all your pipelines, we can do that as
really?
Well. Yeah, just
really?
To see what's happening in there. Because sometimes you have a lot of trees. We love the trees, and we don't want to part with them.
Right.
But sometimes some of them may have to move, or you'll have to maintain, you know, the breaches that they have.
I actually have a friend of mine that had a lovely mango tree that I used to envy, and he explained one day I went there and it wasn't there, but he did explain it was something to do with the septic tank issue or well issue, one of the two. But I do remember encountering an actual case like that.
Exactly. So they go looking for water. So those roots, depending on the type of roots, you know, all these different formations of roots, and they travel till they find water. Matter of fact, there was one job we did a few years ago, and the roots had actually gone through the full pipe system in the house.
Wow.
So they were seeing roots in their shower upstairs. When we came to inspect, the roots had taken over the full septic system. It was still flowing because the water, because of the breakage on the ground, the sewage water was flowing in the earth. So the tree had accomplished its thing, but because it wasn't causing a major issue, the roots were just continuing to travel. So that's a real thing.
Wow. And I mean, is there anything that a homeowner can do to prevent or protect failure?
Yes. Yeah.
I guess it starts with inspection.
That's all you have to pretty much do, then you know. So when you have a problem, what you're trying to do is do preventative maintenance so you can actually get an idea before you get to a problem. Most people are reactive. So by then you have to find a full... It's like going to the doctor.
So if we don't want to be reactive and we want to be proactive, what's the typical length of time you assume can elapse before it may be necessary to take a little peep?
That's a really good question. So with your grease trap, you want to be cleaning that once a year. With your septic system, you want to be doing at least 3 to 5 years. If you have a septic tank and you have not done your maintenance in 5 years, let's say you're at the property for 10 years, you definitely should be having it checked out or cleaned. Right? Because what happens after a while, the capacity of the septic tank, sometimes the sewage in there, especially with the fiberglass ones, which are very popular now, the concrete, they can collapse after we clean them, or they can collapse while the sewage in there.
Right.
So these are things that we've seen before, and then you have to replace a whole system. And we've probably seen about 4 of those in the last couple of years.
Whoa.
So not maintaining that and cleaning that septic tank.
That sounds like that may be a little burden, but that's something that we can deal with for sure.
We can definitely do it for sure.
All right. In terms of, you mentioned cleaning would be, 3 to 5 years.
3 to 5 years
for the tank, and 1 year for the grease trap.
Definitely for the grease trap.
Yeah. Well, those are the two primary parts that would have the waste. Any other place, are there any other systems that may have other types of waste in households or... Not really?
Generally, no. So you have the grease trap, you have the manholes, you have the septic tank, and you have the well. So sometimes you can have a buildup, like if you have a blockage. But
What's the purpose of the well versus the septic tank?
That's a really good question. So the septic tank captures the solids.
Right.
So the stuff that I mentioned not to throw down, it'll stay in there, it builds up, and the water flows so well. The thing is in the last...
And the suck well is that's what you call a suck well, right?
A suck well.
Which is basically a crater in the earth.
Exactly.
With no added anything, just literally you drill down just through the rock a certain amount of feet or meters.
And the water just flows through the limestone.
And then, our makeup is limestone, so...
Not the whole island.
Not the whole island.
We'll probably touch on that another time.
Okay.
Because
you tickled my intrigue there.
So definitely you have...
Interesting to learn about that as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have limestone in the countryside, like in St. Joseph and stuff. You have mud. You have silt. You have, clay. That's one that
we know in the Scotland district and the east as well.
And some closer areas because the landscape is very, very, you know, you can be here and you have rock and I can go just 10 feet away and I have 30 feet of mud and no rock. That's Barbados landscape.
True. So yes, septic solutions, of course, we're in the game and we're in the... How do we identify you though? Do you have any branding? How do people know that it's actually you and not an impersonator?
Definitely. We've had quite a bit of issues with that. So that's something that we're tracking. We're always branded and our trucks are always branded.
Right.
So you just look for our kit. People call it truck with the bubbles and the concept was freshness and cleanness.
All right. I see where you're going with that, the freshness and the cleanness. Because, you know, as I did mention earlier in this segment, you know, it's something that a lot of people may not want to touch, but it's something that can affect literally literally everyone, every household. Everyone. Once you're a living being, it's definitely going to affect you one way or the other. Definitely. If you don't deal with it, or if you don't, you know, get things maintained, you know, in a timely manner.
That's right.
So speaking of branding, are we online? Are we on social media? How do we find Septic Solutions? How do we find you? How, if we have an issue and, you know, we're hearing the segment on the radio now. We've got to flush that toilet. I don't even want to flush right now. What do we do?
Definitely. So you can find us on www.greasetrapman.com or our mother company, septicsolutionscaribbean.com. So that's okay. The two websites you can find us.
Right.
And our numbers are 283-2959.
Through the website, though, do you take emails, or is there a message board? Yeah. Or how do you book or ask questions even?
Definitely. You can actually send a message or a booking directly through the website. So you go there, you just click on booking, make a booking, and
someone will respond to me soon?
Yes, we will respond.
Fantastic. 13 away from 10. Romano, you're going to be wrapping up now. Anything you want to say in closing, and anybody want to say good morning to while you're here?
Yeah, shout out to the team in office on the road. You know, without the team is impossible because...
I just had an epiphany there, though. You said greasetrapman.com?
Yes.
This is the famous Greasetrap Man?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Oh, wow. Epiphany. Yes. So your brand goes without saying, because I know that you've been doing your thing. I'm pretty sure you even came to my house at one point.
Probably.
Well, certainly by my mom. Shout out to mom. I'm almost certain that you came up there already. May not have recognized your face initially, but yeah. So yeah, let us know again where we could find you and how we can be in contact. And yeah, as I said in closing, anything you want to say in closing?
Yeah. For me, www.greasetrapman.com. And for us, just to shout out the team. But one thing I want to say in closing is please, Barbados, please be careful with going on wells. Pay attention. We've already had 2 incidents for the year.
Up to yesterday,
We have over 10 last year. And, you know, thank God for us not, no one dying. But you're talking about a 30-foot drop. Humans are not supposed to
drop. What's at the bottom of those wells, typically?
Rock.
Rock. So there's really no water, nothing to cushion a
generally,
fall.
If a well is working properly,
it would be sucking.
Exactly.
Obviously, like if there is a flooding or heavy torrential rain, it may be full. But for a short while, again, until it filters
exactly.
through again.
Exactly. And even if it has water, you're going to drown because you can't really swim in 10, 15 feet of water if it has water inside.
So you tread in water forever.
Exactly. Who's going to find you there? You know, you can only tread so long.
Right.
You know, so that's the reality. So that's my last request.
We heard, I think the old lady was the recent, she was in there for 12 hours.
That's long.
Whoa, long. Yeah.
You know, so you can fall in one somewhere else, especially the hikers. I know there are all different trails out there. Just be careful.
Is there an association of septic tank operators or anything of that sort?
Generally, there is, but it's not functioning. Something that we're looking to revive this year, and really.
Because we heard one of the ministers make an appeal, you know, for mapping of the wells, and I'm just curious what role y'all would play in such.
We're willing to work with the authorities, you know, water authority. We do get in contact because all this different thing, EPD, Ministry of Health, water authority. So it needs to be put together. You know, the minister can pull that, and we're willing to help. You know, going to the schools, whatever we have to do to get the knowledge out. We do our part online, but there's another part that has to be
right.
filled.
You all deal with all types of wells, not just septic, but
a well is a well.
A well
obviously
is a well.
The government will have their own storm drain. The drainage division have the wells on the road.
Right.
That's different.
Right.
Then there's plantation have their own wells for water.
Way back, yeah.
Exactly. And then you have sewage wells. So we're mainly dealing with sewage wells, but we can also dig a storm well. It's a well is a well. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Romano, I want to thank you so much for spending the time with me. Very insightful, and I definitely look at you got me as I said, intrigued, because I'm looking forward to our next conversation when you're going to tell me about that topography and the different types of soils and makeup throughout the land right here in Barbados. But once again, Romano, thank you so much for all of that insight, and definitely looking forward to our next convo, Septic Solutions. Once again, give us the website,
www.greasetrapman.com or www.septicsolutionscaribbean.com.
Septic Solutions Caribbean is integral. And you said you're on Instagram or social media?
Instagram, you find the same page, Greasetrapman.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Romano, thank you again. Wishing you a fantastic Friday, you and your team.
Too,
all right?
You too. Take thank care. You so much.
Babes, wake up now. I smell something outside.
Greasetrapman does only do grease traps.
Nah, trouble not your heart, my love.
Don't forget, the sister company is Septic Solutions, so they do more than that.
Wait, you mean them just do everything?
Girl, they're on top of everything. cleaning and pumping wells. And don't forget, cleaning septic tanks too. Squeaky clean, man.
I hear you.
And if the manhole block up with feces, they can clean that too. They have these cameras that just look through the line, just peek through and see if everything clean and clear, along with a technique called hydrojetting, so that everything could be brand new. Let's go back to sleep and call them in the morning.
I love you.
You always got the right solutions, my sweet doo-doo.
Call 283-2959. Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two companies, one vision.